Hello, I'm your host, Brenda Nelson. I'm Vice President at Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. I'm also Agency University Manager and the Southwest Region Agency Operations Manager. My guest today has been with Old Republic for 16 years and is the Business Development Manager of National Real Estate Services for the company. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Jenny Isgett. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Brenda. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining me. Jenny, as you know, on our show, we like to highlight some common mistakes people make in sales and how they overcome those obstacles. So one mistake we want to look at today and shine a light on is not living a balanced life. So would you mind explaining what that might look like?
Sure. So I think a lot of us can agree that we get really stressed out and really overwhelmed with work sometimes, or family obligations, all the things that we have to do. And sometimes we forget that we need to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of our customers and others that are depending on us.
Right. So can you tell me a time when you made one of these mistakes and how you remedied it?
Absolutely. I will say that I think that this is probably a work in progress. So we're always having to work on making sure we're balancing things and that we are taking time to take care of ourselves. And so when I notice that I'm getting really stressed out or overwhelmed at work, I try to remind myself to take a deep breath and to think about some of the good daily disciplines that I've learned over the years that are really helpful in keeping my life in balance and making sure that I'm taking care of myself so that when I show up for my customers, I'm able to take care of them.
So what are some of the daily disciplines? Could you describe some of those?
Yes. So one of my all-time favorite books and sort of a life changer for me was called The Miracle Morning. And those practices, when I take the time to get up in the mornings and put those practices into place, there's a noticeable difference in how my day goes. And for anybody who hasn't read it, I highly recommend it. And it's a short, easy read, and it's some simple, easy daily disciplines. There are six of them, actually. So there's silence. So maybe you're going to spend time in prayer or meditation. Anything that you can do just to kind of drown out all the noise and just be silent for a little while in the mornings is very helpful. Affirmations, and no, I don't mean like the Saturday Night Live character who is in the mirror, but but I think thinking, you know, whatever it is that you might be working on, sometimes we are our own worst enemy. And so it's the voices in our head that are telling us we can't do something, or some negative self-talk. And so with those affirmations, we can counteract those negative voices. And then visualization is another discipline that they talk about in there. And that, you know, they talk about in the book, just taking a minute to visualize how you want your day to go. So think through the tasks that you're going to have to do and visualize the best possible outcome for those. Exercise, which is one of my favorites. I love to just sweat out all the stress that I can. But they recommend, you know, every day, those positive endorphins that you get from doing some exercise is really helpful. Reading, which is another favorite of mine, always have, you know, just a book that's uplifting or helpful that you might could have some takeaways from. Even if you could just get 5 or 10 pages a day, there might be a good takeaway that really is helpful in improving your life. And finally, they call it scribing. I call it journaling. But that was one of the ones that I had a really hard time with to begin with. I just didn't want to make the time to do it. But now I've become addicted to journaling, and it's a really nice way to reflect on things that are happening in your life and sort of get all the thoughts out of your head to make room for some clarity.
So the book really talks more about your day. They don't look forward to a week or a month. They're looking at day to day.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's really important. You know, we hear a lot now. I think meditation has become more popular, and the concept of living in the moment. And so this is one way to really be helpful, you know, to keep top of mind. Okay, I'm in this moment. Let's not think about all the things we have to do this week or this month or that we need to get off our to-do list. Let's think about what we can get done today and how we can show up and be our best selves.
So tell me, when you're not living a balanced life, how does that look? Like when you go into a title agent's office and you're not living your best life and you're not living a balanced life, what would it look like to a title agent or a prospect?
Well, I tell you, we've all probably had encounters with people that are obviously not living a balanced life. You can tell when people are really frazzled or they're frantic or they're not giving you the attention that you feel you deserve. And I think that, you know, taking care of yourself and making sure that you're doing things that lift you up, that's going to affect how you show up to your customers.
Right. So it would affect your customers, but it would also affect your own family. So yeah, living a balanced life is really important.
It really is. And I'll say again, that book changed my life, but then there's many others that I've gotten good tips from. And I always say to people, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't have time to do all of that. But if you just take one thing and it gives you a little bit of improvement or gives you a little lift in your day, then I think that's worth it.
Yeah. And I think people that don't live a balanced life make excuses. You know, they're late or they're, you know, like you said, frazzled when they arrive.
Right.
Yeah. So bottom line me. So what's the best way to recognize and manage mistakes when you make them?
I think just self-awareness is really important. Everybody seems to be really, really busy and we all have a lot of obligations and expectations. And I think that we have to just make sure that every day we're asking ourselves, am I doing what I need to do to take care of me and to make sure that I'm living the best life I have? Because time is the one resource that is not replenishable. And so we want to make sure that we are living every day to its absolute fullest and taking care of ourselves and enjoying life as much as we can.
Well, speaking of time, unfortunately, Jenny, we're out of time today, but thank you so much for your expertise. And also, this has been incredibly enlightening. I really appreciate it. Thank you to the listeners also for joining our discussion. And until next time, I'm Brenda Nelson, and together we're going to learn, grow, and prosper.